to have you here. And do you know how many more sleeps? How many more sleeps? Have you been counting down? How many more sleeps is it till Christmas? Go then. How many more? One more! It's so exciting, isn't it? One more sleep. Hands up if you're excited. Yes. Hands up if you've already had too much sugar. Yes. Well done. Well done. It's great. It's so exciting. And it is great to have you here. Mums and dads, grannies and granddads, adults, great to have you here as well. And it is, oh, by the way, don't worry if children make noise. Children do make noise. That doesn't matter. They won't be too loud for me. If you need to deal with things, feel free to come in amongst and whatever as well. That's absolutely fine. Well, it's very exciting, the build-up to Christmas, isn't it? And it's great to have an Advent calendar, because in an Advent calendar, you're counting your way down to Christmas Day. But I thought, rather than having one of those small ones, I thought I would have a giant Advent calendar. And it's been really exciting. You open the doors and you get down, you know, you work your way down. But as you can see, I've got a bit behind on my Advent calendar because I haven't opened 22 or 23 or 24 or 25. Well, obviously, I haven't opened 25 because that's tomorrow, isn't it? Now, I thought we might have some fun and we might open the doors on my giant Advent calendar this afternoon. So, we're going to start with number 22. And so I need someone who is willing to come and open door number 22. Would you like to come and open door number 22? So if you just come up and you just pull it towards it, that's right, and we'll see what we've got behind there. Okay, so yeah, you can pull. Yeah, that's it, just pull. That's it. Oh, there we go. Oh!
Hello!
Oh, there you go. Well done, do have a seat. Oh, look, it's... hello, Jemima. What are you doing behind there?
My name's Mary, actually.
Oh.
I'm trying to stay in character.
You're trying to stay in character.
Yes.
Well, that's lovely, Mary.
I'm Mary, and the strangest thing just happened to me.
Really? The strangest thing happened to her? So, what happened?
Well... there I was, minding my own business.
Yes.
And an angel appeared to me.
An angel? Wow, you don't get many of them round these parts, do you?
That's what I thought. So there I was, wrapping presents for people, and the angel appeared.
Wow.
Well, I never. His name was Gabriel. Mm. And he said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Well, he was already in my good books for that lovely comment.
All right. Well, what did he want?
Well, I wasn't sure. I was kind of confused.
Mary! Mary!
Oh, hang on. That's Joseph calling.
All right.
I have to go. I'll be back later. Oh, bye!
Okay. Bye. But what happened with the... oh. Well, that's really exciting, isn't it? An angel... I wonder what he said to Mary. I wonder what he came to say to her. Well, I think we should sing a song. So we're going to sing a song next. And the song we're going to sing is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Now, the first verse is the verse you know. But the second and third verse are the ones you don't know. But it's the same tune, so you'll be able to sing along anyway. And the words will come up on the screen up there. So let's stand, if you're able to, let's stand. And we'll join with the music group as we sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what.
Okay, now careful as you sit down. I know it's a tricky activity, but just be careful, all right? Okay, so now, we've opened door 22, and we're going to open door 23, so I need someone to open it. Yeah, but you were way ahead of everyone else. Okay, so 23, where are we? 23. Okay, and we're going to see who's behind here. Pull. That's it. Who have we got here? Oh, great. Go and have a seat. Caleb, it's you. Caleb, what? Why are you wearing sunglasses, Caleb?
Shh. I don't want people to recognise me. I look like a girl with these wings on.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't look like a girl with those wings on. It doesn't look like a girl, does he? No, he doesn't look like a girl. No, he doesn't.
Well,
no, you don't look like a girl.
The sunglasses make me look cool, so I'm leaving them on. I am the angel Gabriel, but the other angels just call me Gabe.
Oh, okay, well... Hi there, Gabe. We've just seen Mary, and she was about to tell us what you said to her when you visited her. So, can you tell us, please?
Well, there she was, minding her own business.
Yes, okay, we know that. What did you say?
I said, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will never end.
Wow, so Mary was going to have a son called Jesus.
Yep, that's right. And he would be special because he would be God's son.
That is amazing, isn't it? How did Mary take the news?
Well, at first, she didn't understand, you see. She wasn't married to Joseph, so she didn't know how she would have a baby. But God said that his spirit would come on her, and her son would be the Son of God.
Well, that's true. Nothing is impossible with God, is it?
That's what I said.
I know, I read it in the Bible. Yeah.
Well, I need to get back to heaven now. Lots of angel duties I need to attend to. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, Caleb. Bye. Wow, this story just gets better and better, doesn't it? Mary, just a normal girl, not much older than some here now, was visited by an angel from heaven and told she was going to have a baby boy who's going to be the Son of God, and she was going to call him Jesus because he was going to save his people from their sins. I think it's time we had another song. So we're going to stand and we're going to sing See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. Let's stand.
See him lying on a bed of straw, a draughty stable with an open door. Mary cradling the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory is his name. Across the skies, show where Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherds, swiftly from your stupor rise to see the Savior of the world. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as for us was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Plan. Sing that Bethlehem's little baby can be the Savior of us all. Oh, now carry us to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as for us was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Mm-hmm. deliverance from your poverty, from your innocence returnity. My forgiveness by your death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord above again. Just as for us was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
Great, do have a seat. Well done, well done. So far, we've had Mary, and we've had the angel Gabriel, and now you've got to imagine 8 months have gone by since the angel appeared to Mary and told her she was going to have a baby. And I wonder what we're going to see in our next door. Hang on, did you hear that? Did you hear something? What's that? What's going on? What?
Oh, hi. Oh, this baby.
Hi, Jemima. I mean, Mary. So we were just about to open another door.
Joseph told me we have to go to Bethlehem, the town of David, to register for the census.
Oh, why is that?
Oh, Caesar Augustus has issued a decree that everyone has to go to their town of birth to register. Oh, I don't know how we'll get there with this baby.
No,
I need to go and pack. Is it hot in Bethlehem?
Oh, wow.
Joseph, have you seen my bikini?
A bikini? Wow. There we go. So they've got to go to Bethlehem. Now, we're going to see what's behind our next door. So our next door, hang on, what number did we get to? Next door is number
24.
Thank you. Sit down, Pip. Sit down. Okay, we need to be sitting really nicely if you're gonna open one of my doors. You know what? You're sitting really beautifully. Do you want to come up and?
No, I know.
Okay, so now we need to pull this way. That's right. Okay. Ooh, well done. Thank you. Would you like to go and sit down? Oh.
Go away.
What?
There's no more room here.
No more room. Well, we don't want a room. Thank you.
Sorry, I've been kept up all night by a screaming baby. I tried counting humans, but it didn't work. My name's Ewan.
Oh, congratulations, Ewan. Was it a boy or a girl?
No, it wasn't my baby. It was a human baby.
Oh.
There were humans in my stable.
Humans in your stable? Why was that?
Well, there was a couple from Nazareth in Galilee. Joseph and...
Oh, and Mary.
Mary, that's right. Do you know them?
Well, kind of. It's sort of a long story, really. Tell us, what happened? Last we heard, they were on their way to Bethlehem.
Well, when they got here, it was time for the baby to be born. They were looking for a hotel to stay in, but there was no room anywhere. And so my owner said they could stay in the barn with us. There wasn't much space as it is. He really had to ram them in.
I'm so sorry, Adolf. And what? No, she had the baby there.
That's right. She got there just in the nick of time. And she wrapped him in cloths and put him in our feeding tray. Now, if you don't mind, I'm off for a nap. I'm feeling sleepy. Bye.
Wow. So this baby, the Son of God, wasn't born in a palace, but in a stable with sheep and cows. Yes, good rescue. And so we're going to sing another song. Our next song we're going to sing is Away in a Manger. Stand and squeak. No, sing Away in a Manger.
Down his sweet head. baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, look down from on high and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there.
Great. Do you have a seat? So now, we've only got one door left, but I can't open it until tomorrow. Unless you think we should open it now. Should we open it now? Oh, no, we shouldn't. No, 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 we shouldn't. Oh, well, okay, let's open it now. All right, who would like to do it? You've got to be sitting really nice. And quiet and calm. He's sitting really nicely. Yeah, we'll go for it. Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go. That's it. Do you have a seat? Well done. Hi, Zach. So what are you dressed as?
I'm the shepherd, of course. Can't you tell by the tea towel on my head?
Oh, yes.
That's what the shepherd always wear.
Well, if you say so. Now, did you have anything to do with what's been going on? There have been some really strange goings on. We've had angels and babies and talking sheep who have bad senses of humour.
Well, me and some of the other shepherds were on the hillside washing our socks by night and looking after the sheep when suddenly an angel appeared to us. We were terrified.
Wow! More angels!
I know. You don't see many of them round these parts.
It's true. I mean, you're right. You don't see many of them round here. But now, what were they doing on the hills?
They had come to tell us some very special news. Mm. This is what one of them said. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Oh, now, do you remember, boys and girls? That's what the angel said to Mary. She was going to give birth to a son, and he's the Son of God.
When we heard this, we just had to go in to see this new baby. There he was, lying in a manger, just as we'd been told.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
I know. And everyone I tell is amazed too. Well, I'm off. There's more people I need to tell about this. Bye.
Bye. Say bye to Zach. Bye. Well, we've opened all the doors on my giant advent calendar, and it's amazing, isn't it? Mary, just a normal girl from a normal town, chosen by God to give birth to his son. But he wasn't just any baby, was he? Now, I want us just to have a little thing. I want to see if you can remember some of the things that have been said about the baby. I wonder if you know what one of these is. Boys and girls, do you know what one of these is? Have you seen one of these?
No.
Do you know? Have any idea what it is?
It's got a tag.
It's a tag. Do you know what kind of tag it is?
Who?
It's a tag for a baby. That's right. So this was a tag that was on one of our children. And it has important information on it. And they put a tag on the baby so that they know whose baby it is. And they put important information on there. All right? Now, I want us to see if we can remember the important information about the baby that Mary had. So, it's going to come up on the screen. Now, this is some of the information, is things that they might put on a tag like this. So, for instance, boy or girl? Did Mary have a boy or a girl?
Boy!
Oh, I tell you what, let's do hands up for this one, all right? So that we're not just shouting out. Yeah, do you know? boy or a girl? Who was, what, which was it? Oh, nice try, let's go for the other one. Yeah? A boy, it was a boy, that's right, it's a boy. So, Mary had a baby boy. You're a girl, obviously, but the baby that Mary had was a boy. Okay, now, they don't generally put this information on, but name. Mary was told what she had to call the baby. Now, what, let's do hands up on this. What name did Mary have to call her baby? You might well have it right, yeah? Jesus, absolutely, that's right. So we got the name, Jesus. Now, next bit. Parents, they do normally put this on the tag. So parents, who were the parents? Who were the parents? This is tricky. Who were the parents? It's interesting, yeah? Yes, that's right. So who were Jesus's parents? Do you know? So you got... Well, now, interesting, you've got Mary, but who did they say, who's the father? He's going to be whose son? God's son. So, yeah, Mary was his mum, but actually God was his dad. He's God's son. Okay, so, because it does say Mary was told this. Okay, listen to this bit. This is in the Bible. This is what the angel said to Mary. It says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Holy Spirit of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One born to you will be called the Son of God. Okay, next one. Now, okay, you don't get this. Date and time of birth. We don't know that. It doesn't say in the Bible the date or the time of birth. And we celebrated on 25th of December, but we don't know. And we don't know what time it was that Jesus was born. So we don't know that one. Another bit of information they might put on the tag. Weight. I know you've got a joke on this. If you want a joke on this one, ask Sam afterwards, all right? But I'm afraid we don't know that one either. The Bible doesn't tell us how heavy he was. There you go. Sorry about that. But this is a bit of information that they never put on the tag. Imagine this, if they put what he will do. Imagine if on your tag, when you were a baby, they wrote on there that you were going to be a professional athlete, or that you were going to invent hover shoes, or you were going to be a sprinter, or you were going to be an architect, or whatever. Imagine if they put that on your tag to say, actually, we know what you're going to be. Of course they can't do that when you were born, because they didn't know that information. But when it came to Jesus, we do know what he would do. Can you remember? Just think, what did the angels say that Jesus would do? Yeah? Can you? Say again, I think you got it. He will help sinners, yes. In fact, it says he will, what were you going to say, Sam?
Save the world.
Save the world. He will save sinners, absolutely. So if you put your answers together, you get it absolutely right. It says he will save his people from their sins. So when the angel appeared to Joseph, he said to Joseph, call him Jesus, which means the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, our sins are all the bad things we do and all the good things we don't do. And when Jesus came to earth, when he was born on earth, he was born to be our rescuer, to come and to save us. And he did it not by being born, but by dying on the cross. When a baby is born, generally the family are really excited and close friends are really excited. But you know what? If you heard about a baby being born the other side of the world, you would think, well, that's nice. But you wouldn't get very excited about it. But this baby is a baby everyone should be excited about. Jesus is someone everyone should be excited about, the fact he was born, because of who he is. He's God's son. And because of what he came to do, he came to rescue us. And we all, adults and children, we all need the rescue that Jesus can bring. And so I'm going to finish for us with a short prayer. Because we need to respond. We need to ask Jesus to forgive us, and we need to start living with Jesus as our King. So I'm just going to lead us in a short prayer. So let's close our eyes, bow our heads, and let's be quiet, and let's thank God that Jesus came to our world. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending Jesus. Thank you that he is your Son, and that in itself is amazing. But thank you that he came, born in a stable, lived on earth, and died on the cross for us so that we can have all our badness forgiven. Father, thank you he came to do that for us, to rescue us. And please would you help each one of us to respond to Jesus, to ask for forgiveness, and to live with Jesus as our King. Amen.